Jersey town of Fort Lee. The closures sparked accusations of political retribution against Fort Lee's Democratic mayor, Mark Sokolich, who did not endorse Republican Governor Chris Christie during his successful re-election bid. Christie denied the allegation. But now, emails and text messages reveal a top Christie aide appears to be responsible for the closures. Last August, his deputy chief of staff, Bridget Ann Kelly, wrote, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." That email was sent to David Wildstein, a Christie ally who at the time was a top official at the agency in charge of the bridge, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. His response to the directive, "Got it," he wrote. When the closures happened, Fort Lee's mayor texted another Port Authority official, Christie appointee Bill Baroni, saying, "Presently, we have four very busy traffic lanes merging into only one toll booth. The bigger problem is getting kids to school. Help, please. It's maddening," said the mayor. Another text message appears to revel in the result. "Is it wrong that I am smiling?" was the reply. It's unclear who sent the message and who received it. The exchange continues, "I feel badly about the kids," the unknown person writes. The unattributed response, "They are the children of Buono voters." That's a reference to Barbara Buono, the Democrat who lost to Christie in November. New York officials came to the rescue, ordering the lane reopened. The disclosures come just weeks after Governor Christie said his senior staff denied any involvement.
I've made it